Shypedia. Welcome everybody back to Shypedia Podcast. Marsha, your host. I have two new people in the studio with me, as this episode will be more so based around the Chicago youth and the awesome things that's in store for the Chicago youth and the things that we're trying to get lined up. In the studio right now, I have Deanna McLeary. Welcome.
Thank you for having us.
And also Nate Thompson. Welcome.
Thank you.
And they are with True Star.
Yes.
And we all are familiar with True Star magazine.
Right.
And so that's a good thing.
Right. Yes. I mean, you know, that publication is out there. They've been doing an excellent job putting it out there. What are your roles with True Star?
Well, we're actually the co-founders. So we started True Star, actually our first program in 2004. We became official in 2007 and made it an actual foundation and business. But yeah, that's how long we've been doing it. So unofficially 14 years.
Wow. So let's get to the root of this, though. What made you decide to put this together?
When we began, we saw that it was high school students, juniors and seniors in high school, who couldn't formulate a paragraph. And we were like, how are you going to make it throughout life, make it in college, make it past high school, if you can't string together a few sentences? So it was really based on a need that we saw for young people to be literate, to be able to communicate. And we started with 17 students, and it just kind of grew from there. But the original purpose of it was to work with young people and their writing skills and their communication skills.
Okay, so you had a background in journalism or something, or?
No.
No? Okay. Okay. So so tell me about your backgrounds.
Well, my background was in like youth programming, youth events. I was really heavy in doing things in the community and also entertainment. And at the time, I was working for the Chicago Park District as a program specialist, where that's exactly what I did. I ran a hip hop program at the Point. So I was learning how to break dance. I was also at Jackson Park, where I was jumping double dutch every day. So my whole background is all about working with young people and uplifting young people and listening to their stories and listening to what it is that they feel that's necessary to be successful. And so my background is not in journalism, but I did personally see that these young people need to learn how to communicate.
Okay.
Yeah, and my background is in media. I did end up in media after bouncing around through a few careers after college, and I actually sold advertising for Essence Magazine, for a new magazine that they launched called Suede many moons ago. So my background is in ad sales, and how we kind of got together and started True Star with young people writing, but also adding marketing and advertising, sales, and the other departments along with it, is because I saw that young people didn't know how media made money. They had no idea the business side of media.
Everyone just see on the glamour,
yes,
the glitz and glamour,
yeah,
of being on air or being out there in the spotlight.
Right.
But there's more to it behind the scenes.
It's so much more to it, and so many more opportunities and jobs. And every young person isn't meant to be in front of the camera, in front of the mic.
Mm-hmm.
So we really wanted to create an organization that basically emulated a media company, where we would have a marketing department, a writing department, a graphic design, radio, digital media. And so for the past 10 years, we just added each of these elements and was able to grow the organization to where young people can get on the job training in these fields.
Okay. So we know about the publication. Then you said radio.
Yes.
Now, I don't want to reveal it, but okay, I'll say it. You know, I used to work at Power 92.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So is this where
we started?
Yeah, I was there when they started, actually.
Yeah.
Beyonce Fox. Yeah.
Yep. Uh-huh. She was the key to that. Yeah, so I think in 2009 we started our first radio program in partnership with Power 92, and it was awesome. And even though we're not on Power 92, we're still doing radio. We do podcasts where young people produce the podcast. They learn audio engineering. We have some great instructors. Actually, Trey White from WGCI is one of the instructors. Charmin Jarman, who still works at Power 92, and she used to be a True Star student at that time. Mm-hmm. And now she's a producer, and now she's an instructor for True Star. So this is how, you know, things just come back to pass. And yeah, we're excited to be in the podcast, radio, kind of this audio space that's really emerging now.
Okay. How do you get started with putting together an organization like this?
A lot of prayer.
Yeah.
I think with what's unique about True Star is that we didn't sit down and have a blueprint. We did not do a business plan. We didn't do a business plan for 8 years, like eight years in. We didn't have a strategic plan or any of that. So it was genuine because we listened to the young people. And they told us what they felt was important and what they wanted to learn. So as they told us what they wanted to learn, we added an additional program. And it wasn't, like Deanna said, we started in 2004, but we didn't go official until 2007 when we actually, you know, did the 501c3, made it an actual organization. So, and even at that point, we were still trying to figure it out. I mean, it's 2018 and we're still figuring it out. But we did not sit down and say, hey, we're going to start this organization and it's going to do X, Y, and Z. And this is the mission statement. These are the goals. We didn't do that. It just evolved as time went on. Mm-hmm. So our story is a little bit unique just because we didn't sit out to do this. We didn't think in 2004 that we would be sitting here at 2018 doing what we're doing. We had no idea that this is what it was going to turn into. Evolving. We're glad about it. Yeah. Right. Yeah. But we didn't sit down and say, hey, this is what we're going to do.
Well, that's the cool thing, because obviously you two ladies make a great team.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times when you have something like this that you're trying to put together and you don't have the right team, then there would not be a 2018.
That's very true. That's so true.
Exactly. A lot of it was learning on the job for us and hustling. And,
right. You know. So you had to have your livelihoods as well. You had to work a regular job and then still do this. So I'm just, you know, I'm saying all this just so people out there can understand what it takes in order to follow your dreams.
Yeah, I mean, you have to become a student, right? So we just became students of this nonprofit world, and you know, we're social entrepreneurs. So at the end of the day, it's the entrepreneurial story. It just has a social mission and a social impact. Mm-hmm. And so I think when people want to get into this, they just need to talk to other people that are doing it, and kind of, you know, so many people have come to me. Actually, I feel like I have the golden touch, because Emil Cambry came to me with the idea of Blue 1647, and we had this long conversation, and now Blue 1647 is just, you know, off and the biggest thing ever. My friend Jason Coleman of Project Sincere came, and you know, I showed him what I knew about nonprofits, and now his nonprofit is bigger than True Star. So I think that's important, is to just find mentors in the field to guide you and to just be willing to learn and be open and be serious. Like, we treated it as a job before we were getting paid as a job. Mm-hmm. So I think a lot of times people get into business for themselves and it's a hobby.
And
that's not going to work. So even though you may not be getting the salary paycheck, you have to come to work for yourself, you know, at from 8 to 8, you know, whatever, and really do it. And I think that's what we did. And
blood,
that's why
sweat,
we have that. Yes, that's the outcome that we have now is from that.
Awesome. Deanna, so tell me more right now. Really, you're here for a reason, because we have something coming up.
Yes, we're here. We want to let the people know that we have an event coming up. It's a party with a purpose. It is our digital coming out party. So, you know, True Star is known for its magazine. We've published 42 issues of True Star magazine. Thousands of young people have been published because of True Star magazine. However, as Natay said, we listen to young people. Mm-hmm. And over the past couple years, they were telling us print was not it. They weren't as connected to it as our millennials that we were serving years ago. This is now Gen Z. Mm-hmm. So they're a little bit different. They're even more attached to technology in their phones. Actually, their life, their phone is their life. Mm-hmm. And it's not, you know, that's just what it is. They, you know, order food on their phone. phone. They order their rides on their phone.
I don't know what this world is coming to.
Did we do before this?
Right. I miss those days.
I do too. Simple. But you know what? Yeah. It is what it is.
It is what it is.
If this is the market we're serving, we have to listen. And so we published our last issue this past spring.
And that was 42?
42. Number 42.
Okay.
And we launched a digital platform, TrueStar.life. And next week, Thursday, October 4th, we are celebrating that launch of that digital platform, TrueStar.life, as well as employing 10,000 Chicago teens over the past 14 years.
10,000.
10,000
yeah.
So jobs.
You start out with high schoolers. They yes. can start out from freshman year all the way until they head off to college. And then you just kind of, you know, it's a cycle. So you get more kids. So this is how it's growing.
Yeah.
And we start with middle school now.
Yeah.
So we do have a True Star Junior. So we have 6th, 7th, and 8th graders who produce their own magazine called True Star Junior. So we've been doing that for the past 6-7 years. Mm-hmm. So we're able to capture them younger, and then a lot of times they transition into True Star during high school. And if we don't have a program at their particular school, they serve as freelance writers so that they can still participate in the True Star program. And in partnership with After School Matters and some of our other funders, we've been blessed to be able to actually offer paid apprenticeships to these young people. They're learning while getting paid. It's actually a job, and we treat it as such. You have to learn how to be professional in the field that you're going to go in, regardless of what it is. You need to learn how to be professional in the field, and that's what we're here for, training.
Oh my gosh, this is awesome. So I'm just wondering, did they take a lot of this stuff out of the schools? Is this not...
I think yes. The short answer is yes. There's not as many, like, you don't find school newspapers. And now that we're in this digital world, it's very expensive to have a digital platform,
mm-hmm.
right? You need the technology. I mean, look how beautiful this studio is. I'm sure all these things cost lots of money, you know, so there's a barrier in terms of equipment. I mean, some schools just having computers and iPads and all of that. Also, the technology has grown so fast. To be quite honest, there are not a lot of people who can teach it, you know. So who can teach a young person digital media, digital marketing, editing, Final Cut Pro, motion graphics, creating, you know, all of these things are fairly new. So we're trying to close that gap that the schools, you know, don't have, and just try to come in and offer these programs and opportunities to young people.
That's amazing. That's good. That's wonderful.
Thank you.
I'm a media girl.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
I've been doing this
clearly.
About 15 years, you know, and so
nice.
I went to school for it.
Mm-hmm.
But prior to that, I wasn't exposed to it. I was on a yearbook staff.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
I did that. But now I don't think that I really, you know, hear about the yearbook staff. Is that going digital too?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
You know?
Some schools have it, but you're right. Some schools don't. I mean, you know, there's a lot of gaps to be filled.
Now, True Star, is it just hitting just for African American students, or is it for all? Is it something that's a particular students that you're trying to aim at? Is it for our community?
You know, we don't shy away from, you know, that we serve majority African American students, but we're also very inclusive. So we've had white students, Asian students. I mean, this summer we had about 30% Hispanic students. So it's really about anyone who's interested in media, marketing, and just having a voice. So, you know, we don't turn any away. A lot of our school partners have heavy Latino populations. So we're just about youth voice, and that's any youth.
Okay, good. But then more so, though, as well, because a lot of our kids are suffering because they're not being exposed to so many things. That's why I think this is just so amazing. I mean, I've been knowing about True Star, mm-hmm. but to get it broken down like this, it's amazing. It's a blessing.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. So the event is actually going to be at Leo Burnett.
Mm-hmm.
They're hosting us in their space. That's one of the largest advertising agency here in Chicago. You can actually purchase a ticket on our site. You can go to our site, TrueStarFoundation.org. You can also follow us on social media. We have various links. That's TrueStar DOT Life, TrueStar.life. And we just want people to come out, learn more about the organization, meet our alumni, meet our students, and just support jobs, because jobs for young people and teaching them these skills, this is what's going to break the cycle of poverty. When you think of the violence in our communities, it's caused by poverty. That's the key factor. And when a young people's employed, when they're participating in these type of programs, they're not in harm's way. Mm-hmm. So we need more support for programs like ours and so many other worthy programs. But Thursday is our night. So come out and support us. 35 West Wacker, Leo Burnett. Look us up for more information.
Okay. Just so that's from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m.
Correct.
Leo Burnett is located at 35 West Wacker Drive. And so you're honoring four people.
Yes, so we are honoring Renetta McCann, who is a luminary in advertising, media, and marketing. She's the director of inclusion at Leo Burnett. We're also honoring
Joy Mitchell, who is kind of like the glue for True Star. She has been our marketing instructor. She's also worked with us way back in the day when we did an event planning program. She served as an instructor there, but we wanted to honor her just because she has been so meant so much to True Star. She's also our marketing manager currently for the organization, so we wanted to be able to say a huge thank you to Miss Joy Mitchell for everything that she does, affectionately known as Miss J to the young people.
Yes. And also Karen Nolan from the Department of Family and Support Services. And our keynote speaker is Mike Strautmanis, who's the Director of Engagement for the Obama Foundation. So it's going to be great networking.
Carolyn Palmer, who has been a very big supporter of True Star with us expanding to the South Suburbs, into those districts, into those schools for elementary and high school. So she's also being honored that evening.
Okay, so you want to make sure you purchase your tickets
ahead of time.
Yes, because security is tight at Leo Burnett, so we need everyone to grab their ticket by Wednesday of next week. You can look us up on Eventbrite, where the tickets are being purchased, but where you could Google us, you could call us, email us. We're very, very accessible, so yeah. We just are looking forward to meeting new people and just having a great time, so come out.
All right. So once again, these funds is intended for the expansion of the digital content, digital marketing, and digital content analysis for the on-job training programs.
Right.
And to acquire the necessary hardware and software to teach the students.
Yes. Yep.
And then also to start an annual college scholarship for deserving True Star students.
Yes.
This is very important.
Absolutely.
Everybody needs to support, and even if they can't make it, they can still.
You can still donate.
Yeah,
TrueStarFoundation.org. There's a donate button right at the top of the page. No amount is too small. You know, you can give $1, $5, whatever, you know, allows, but just contribute and support the organization and, more importantly, the young people here in Chicago.
Play it forward. Hashtag play it forward.
Hashtag play it forward.
Say yes to True Star.
Yeah.
All about content, culture, and life. And that's what we're about. This is Chipedia. I'm Marsha, your host. I want to thank you, Deanna,
thank
and Natay for
thank
joining
you so
us.
Much.
And shout out to one of the best PR people out there. Hey, Vanessa.
Yes.
All right, you guys. Thank you for tuning in to Chipedia. We out.
Thank you.
Peace.
Shot, 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 shot